everybody see it, I'm on fire. Can they tell you torch me like a car? Do they look at me discreetly, burning in the street? I'm just your average melting heart.
Just having trouble contacting your mom for an interview? Any help there?
Jackie? Sure. He's probably circling the building.
No, Alicia's mom.
Oh, that might prove a little more difficult. Let me check.
Good. No, Will Gardner, Alicia's boss. I still want to interview him.
Okay. How about Diane Lockhart?
We prefer Mr. Gardner.
Why?
They went to Georgetown together.
I'll see what I can do. Is there anything else, Mandy?
An interview with Alicia wouldn't hurt.
It seems this cover story is more about Alicia than Peter.
No, we've just had greater access to Peter.
Oh.
Everybody see you, I'm on fire. Did they watch you burn this mother down? Please don't rescue me, I'm afraid to burn out. Please just leave me be.
Am I being sandbagged?
Define sandbagged.
Is this a hit piece?
No. It is an objective profile of your candidate.
Come on, Mandy. You still want something from me. What's going on?
Give me FaceTime with Alicia Florek.
Tell me what's up first.
I have solid information of an affair.
Solid information? What, from the checkout line?
Eli, you asked, so I told. Give me some FaceTime with Alicia.
When do you go to press?
This week.
Come on, Alicia, come on.
This is Alicia Florek.
So if I went looking for your voice recognition software...
Our name would be at the top.
And this is a search engine result from last year, June 2011. That's your software, Margaret Emotions?
Yes. Julie and mine, we named it after our moms, Margaret and Rita.
Gizmodo considered it the top voice recognition software in the country, and you resisted being bought out by Apple and Microsoft.
Yes, we wanted to do it on our own, like our hero, Neil Gross.
And what happened after June 2011?
We dropped. Overnight, we dropped. Now you have to flip through 28 pages of search results to find us.
And if I were to look for your software by using your name?
Try it. Type it in. Do you want margarita mixes? It always corrects that way.
And you say this happened overnight?
Yes, it did. June 13th, 2011.
And why do you know that date so specifically?
Well, a week earlier, we were approached by a sales rep from Chum Hum, Mr. Gross's company. They wanted us to buy ads for the search engine, and we said no. We wanted to save the money for hiring.
And then a week later, you dropped to page 28 in their results?
Yes.
And that's why you're suing for unfair trade practices?
Yes. The problem is, if the search engine doesn't acknowledge you, you don't exist. We went bankrupt. We lost our money, our parents' money, our friends' money. We read your book, Mr. Gross. We went to the same college. We're just trying to do what you did.
Objection, Your Honor. Please ask the witness to refrain from addressing my client.
Would you like me to ask her to not look at him, too?
Okay. Do I have to separate you two? Can you please speak up?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Miss Sun, let me read you a review by the tech blogger UberTech posted 2 days before your search engine drop. Margaret Emotions wasn't just plagiarized. It stinks. Don't you think your search engine drop was due to the negative reviews?
A drop isn't based on the quality of a product. It's based on how many people link to it.
Yes, but didn't a week earlier competing software, Wicked Savage Designs, go on sale? And isn't it more popular?
It is now.
Isn't it at the top of all voice recognition searches?
Yes, but Wicked Savage also took out Chum Hum ads.
What?
I said Wicked Savage also took out Chum Hum ads.
Here we are again.
Good to see you, Mr. Gross.
This is harassment, pure and simple.
I don't think you met our newest associate, Cariago.
Well, some people create, others destroy.
Yep, I'll write that down. Wait here, please. We'll be right back.
Need a total team.
I'll go get Julie and Elizabeth.
Good. I'm going to negotiate what our clients are saying right now.
Hello?
Is that him? Is that the bastard? How many drinks does it take? How many?
You rented out our conference room?
In my capacity as trustee, supervising the restructuring of Lockhart Gardner and taking upon myself the task of seeking other cash flow.
Mr. Hayden, we need our conference room.
It's for 3 days. They're paying $8,765.
We're in the middle of a $1 million negotiation. What do you want me to do? In the bathroom?
Out of respect for his fellow alums and without admitting fault.
Stop it, Spence!
Mr. Gross is offering $123,000 to help defray Julie and Elizabeth's initial startup costs.
It's odd you're not smiling. As usually when people joke, they smile.
You turn this down, ladies, and you'll see what deep pockets can do.
Why don't you refrain from speaking to our clients, Mr. Gross?
Why don't you tell them the truth? That you have no leverage here. Leverage belongs to whomever can outlast, and money outlasts.
You take this money, you can start over. It doesn't even begin to address what we lost. Don't pay more. You heard me. You have no leverage here.
Julie, give us a day. If we don't have leverage by then, take the offer.
You're the trustee, right?
Yes. And you are?
Oh, I'm Viola Walsh. I'm the defendant in your current suit. Unfair trade practices.
May I help you?
You may. We're going to fight this to the last breath. Your team is working on contingency, and you don't fight Waterloo on contingency. Now, I know that Will Gardner likes to battle with his ego, but I hope more dispassionate minds can rule.
Ms. Walsh, you have to negotiate with Mr. Gardner, not me.
But you're watching out for the creditors, sir. Will isn't. And I don't think the creditors are going to be happy when you throw good work after bad. I'm offering cash.
How much?
And that's how a search works. Our software is like a gopher, but a really fast gopher.
It races through an index of billions of web pages, all connected in a web of links. We call this gopher Chummy. After Chummy finds all the pages connected to your search...
May I interrupt here?
Yes, Your Honor. Of course. Is it loud enough?
Is this necessary? Isn't it just trying to explain a template-based link analysis algorithm?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, then we can just turn it off. There's no jury.
Sorry, Chummy.
Just me.
Of course, Your Honor. My apologies. So there's no link between ad sales and search engine results?
That is correct. Even if I wanted to impact the results, I couldn't. The algorithm acts on its own. We don't touch it.
Thank you, Mr. Gross.
Why are you shaking your head, Mr. Gross?
I don't know. The usual reasons. Disbelief, incredulity, disappointment.
Ah, I must be endangering the future.
No, just being a bit melodramatic.
So you never tweak the algorithm? Tell me the squirrel just acts on his own?
Nope. I didn't say that.
But you said you couldn't impact the results.
Yes, but the algorithm needs almost daily attention and revision.
I see. And why would you revise it?
Well, for one thing, to avoid spam. Spammers are constantly trying to game the search results. We adapt the algorithm to avoid that.
Ah, so the quality of the web page is taken into account in the algorithm.
Well, those are your words, but yes.
And that quality is determined on an almost daily basis. You said tweak the algorithm daily.
Yes.
Did you tweak the algorithm on June 13, 2011?
I have no idea.
But you said almost daily, so probably.
I have no idea.
You have no idea whether the algorithm was tweaked on June 13, 2011, the day our client's software dropped from page 1 on your search engine results to page 28?
That is correct.
Then, Your Honor, we subpoena Chum Hum for records on their algorithm.
Your Honor, excuse me, no. The algorithm is the key to Chum Hum's success. It's their secret sauce. If you expose the algorithm, you expose a trade secret.
So, the defendant has admitted to changing the algorithm based on quality, which is the exact subject of this suit.
Your Honor,
and the only way to determine whether the defendant's claims are true is to subpoena the evidence. The best evidence rule applies here,
Your Honor. The plaintiff knows that we will never reveal the algorithm. He is just using the court authority so that he can force us into
a difficulty I see, Ms. Walsh, is that an attribute-based linked analysis is not a closed system. Therefore, it is subject to manipulation. And so I am prone to order such a subpoena.
We ask for 24 hours to prepare our argument.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
We ask for 24 hours to prepare.
nice to sleep on your couch.
Eli, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm missing a speech to the National Council of La Raza. How about you?
Working.
Do you mind closing the door?
What do you need, Eli?
We've never talked about this. In fact, I have deliberately avoided talking about it.
By it, you mean...
You and Will. Just so you know, I'd rather be doing anything else.
Okay.
Mandy Post, the reporter, wants to talk to you about your affair. Her word. I pushed Mandy. She seems to have a copy of a hotel receipt for a September 30th, 2011 encounter. And I need to know if that timing makes sense.
I don't know.
There's a chance this all could be a bluff. But do you have any way of checking if you were... if there was a hotel stay?
Is she going to press with this?
She hopes to. And I hope to stop her.
Can you?
I don't know. She likes to think of herself as a responsible journalist. The good news is responsible journalists are the easiest to co-opt. Are you still seeing him? Let me put it this way. If you are still seeing, well, you need to stop. For a time. This magazine has been known to follow people.
I'm not seeing him.
Good. Can I ask you when this stopped?
Yeah?
It's me.
Where are you? Don't you come to work anymore?
What do you need, Eli?
Your help. And first of all, let me say it's not what you think. It's only tangentially about the campaign.
I'm not helping, Peter.
It's not about...
Who's Pesa?
Someone.
You have lost someone in your life.
Yeah.
I want one of your omelets. Bill wants to come over to say hi. You know, he doesn't blame you anymore. He's getting the cast off. I was just thinking it.
Right.
So that's how we're going to play it, is it? Idea of how things work now. I'm the husband, and you're the wife.
Yeah. And this isn't your home anymore. Clean it up.
Giles, I work as a search engine optimizer.
And what is that?
Just watch. I know what a search engine optimizer is.
Thank you, Your Honor. Of course. When you offer your services, Mr. Giles, what is it that you guarantee?
To get my clients onto the first page of a Chumham search engine result.
I see. And did the plaintiffs hire you to do just
that? Objection, Your Honor. Relevance. This is a preliminary hearing to discuss the subpoena of Chumham's algorithm.
Yes, but the question of damages must be established before the question of a subpoena.
How many witnesses do you intend?
To establish the absence of damages? Two.
I will allow.
And did the plaintiffs hire you to get their product on the first page of a Chumham search?
Yes.
In other words, the plaintiffs hired you to game the system.
Objection.
And the Chumham algorithm just countered that game.
Objection.
Overruled.
Thank you, Your Honor. Miss Holmes, where do you work?
In Chumham's advertising department.
You're the evil advertiser who approached the plaintiffs about an online ad.
Well, I hope not evil, but yes.
And they turned you down.
Yes. Unfortunately, it happened.
So you immediately told Mr. Gross so that he could meddle with the algorithm and get back at them?
No.
You didn't? Really? Because that just seems like the sensible next step.
Objection.
Withdrawn. What did you do next, Miss Holmes?
Well, after they said no, I went on vacation.
You did? For how long?
2 weeks.
And did you tell anyone at Chumham about the plaintiff's ad rejection?
Before vacation, no. It was bad news. I usually hold off on bad news.
So, just so I'm clear, you never told anyone...
I get it, Miss Walsh. Any change in the algorithm couldn't have come from the advertising department because Miss Holmes was on vacation. Do you have any documentation to that effect?
Of course, Your Honor.
Your Honor?
Yes. How long have I got?
We're back in court tomorrow.
There's got to be someone this advertising rep told before her vacation. You got this?
Were we together on September 30th last year?
Together? Maybe, I don't know.
But you paid, I don't remember. It was that hotel downtown, the Fairmont?
I can look.
Thanks. Mandy Post says she has a copy of the receipt.
I don't see how she could.
Well, Eli needs something to refute her.
She's going to print it.
Eli's having a meeting with her tonight to convince her not to.
I'll look right away. You okay?
I don't know. I feel cursed. Well, I like you. And that's why I'm giving you a chance to save face. We're upping our offer 20%.
You want a divorce? You got it!
We want this over. We're offering $160,000. Well, I know that your ego is invested in this, but I hope that more dispassionate minds rule. Oh, no. What do you have for us now?
You were right. It wasn't about the advertising. That's not why you messed with the algorithm.
Then why are we still talking?
You messed with the algorithm because Mr. Gross secretly bought out Wicked Savage Designs.
He bought the top competing voice recognition software, and a week later, Margarita dropped on his search engine, and Wicked Savage climbed.
We're presenting it in court tomorrow unless you come up with a real offer.
Well, that was satisfying.
Sometimes the stars align.
What are you doing? Talking to Viola.
Miss Walsh? Yes.
We're in negotiations with her.
Calm down, Miss Lockhart.
No. You don't sabotage Will.
How am I sabotaging?
By talking to her. Is she saying Will is a problematic negotiator and you need to step in? She lowballing you?
Yes, of course she is.
I'll go to the judge. I will get you replaced for sabotaging our negotiations, I swear.
I am helping you. Of course she's lowballing me. I'm not dumb. I'm getting her offer up. Why do you think she added 20%? She thinks she's pulling me onto her side.
But she's not.
Miss Lockhart,
I work for the firm. Yes, I have the power to veto you and Mr. Gardner, but your success is my success. You have been paranoid for so long, you don't recognize when someone is on your side.
No, actually, I'm waiting for a call.
I'm just going to call about home.
Eli is calling this number, and I don't want to miss it.
I'll get the call waiting.
Grace, I said no in 10 minutes. Hello?
Alicia?
Yeah. Eli?
Can you talk?
Yeah.
I'm here with Mandy, talking over the story.
Yeah.
You're in the clear.
How? She got the date wrong?
No. It's not about you. Don't worry.
Eli, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I gotta go. Take care.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Can I have the phone now?
May I have the phone now?
May I?
I love you.
I love you too. You all right?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do need the phone just for 1 minute.
Now?
Yeah, I left my cell phone at work.
Alicia, hi. How are you?
Okay. We're okay.
You talked to Eli?
Just now. It wasn't about us.
Good. What was it about?
I've got to go.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Alicia.
You're welcome.
You've reached the voicemail of Eli Gold.
Zach, Grace, I'm going to go out for a few minutes. Is it?
Mandy.
You said it wasn't about us, so who's it about?
Alicia.
Eli, it's going to come out anyway.
It's a lie. It's gossip. The same as when we thought it was you and Will.
I'm going to make this easy. There's a rumor of Peter sleeping with someone last year. Mandy has a hotel receipt. We were separated, Eli. Just tell me.
I'm just getting to the bottom of this now. And I haven't told Peter. Supposedly it's a campaign worker, but it's pure fiction. Alicia. This is politics. Peter is vulnerable in this, and that is why it's being used.
So when did you come here? And I feel like I'm warming you up for someone else.
You know,
before we begin, I believe there's still a question of standing.
No, Your Honor, there's no question of standing. There is a question of Chum Hum's purchase of Wicked Savage.
Yes, but first there's a question of standing being raised by Chancellor Carlisle.
Who?
Your Honor, I am the Chancellor of Chicago Polytechnic.
I'm happy for you. Now, what do you want?
I'm here to assert the university's ownership of the software titled Margarita Motion.
What?
If I could point to page 42 of the university student handbook, the college owns the right to all works, inventions, developments, and discoveries created by employees or students.
You're kidding. We invented this.
Yes, but on school property and using school resources. There is a legal precedent here, Your Honor. Google was forced to negotiate with Stanford over the rights to Google, and the University of Illinois sued one of the co-founders of Netscape for trademark infringement.
Therefore, we ask that the subpoena be quashed, given that the plaintiff's standing here is unclear.
Just give me a listen.
I'm on a case.
It's for Alicia, not Peter. Look, Peter is being accused of sleeping with a campaign worker, and he didn't. I'm just trying to stop the story before it embarrasses Alicia.
Embarrasses Alicia?
Yes. After all she's been through, you know it well. Just listen to the reporter's questions, that's all. This is Kalinda, my assistant. I asked her to sit in.
Hi. Really? I thought we were finishing up.
Oh, no. I'm sorry if I gave you that impression. If you want FaceTime with Peter and Alicia, I'll need to know what you're going to ask.
His assistant, huh? Peter Florek and one of his campaign workers slept together on September 30th.
Where?
Eli, we vetted this.
Then what's your worry?
The St. Martin?
Is she visiting him or he visiting her?
And they were both there. Campaign workers on one floor, Peter on another.
And which room did they go to?
They had a prearranged signal. She was to go to his floor at 11:30 and knock on his door.
On how many occasions?
What's her name?
No.
Mandy, if it's true...
And if I tell you, you'll have no reason to buy the magazine. Get me FaceTime.
Eli told me.
Peter, let's not do this, please.
It's not true. I wanted you to know.
Seriously, Peter, I have had a very long day. And by the end of the week, I will have had a very long week.
Look, I have a target on my back. And this is not true.
Do you remember what you said the first time? It's not true.
And that's exactly why they're throwing this crap at me. Because my denials will look like lies. It's politics.
The problem is, Peter, I don't give a damn.
Good morning, Chancellor. What's this, Chancellor?
It's my book. A book I wrote about ways to improve education in America.
And what income did you derive from this book?
In royalties? Well, I don't have the facts and figures at my fingertips.
I do, actually. $71,450, mostly due to students being required to buy it as a textbook. Now, how much of that money went to the college?
How much? You mean of the royalties? I don't know.
Did any portion go to the college?
No.
But you're a college employee, aren't you, sir? And the student handbook here clearly states college owns the rights to all works, inventions, developments, and discoveries created by employees and students.
Yes, but that's not a fair comparison. I'm the university chancellor.
So the rules don't apply to you?
No, that's not what I said.
The college is selective in how it enforces its rules.
Oh, come on. There's a radical difference between $71,000 in royalties and the potential millions from the plaintiff's voice recognition software.
Yes, thank you for prompting the good chancellor on how to answer my question.
Objection, Your Honor. I find this line of question offensive and irrelevant.
No, it isn't, Miss Walsh. It actually isn't. Please continue, Counselor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Is Mr. Neil Gross a graduate of your university?
Yes, an honored graduate.
And did you know that his company, Chum Hum, is worth $86 billion? Well, even if you didn't know that, you knew that he'd given a $50 million endowment to the university.
Yes.
So, have you claimed ownership of Chum Hum?
No.
Really? But you read in his book that he created his page ranking hierarchy in your computer lab.
Okay, that's enough. I'm ready to rule on Sandy. It is my determination that due to estoppel by silence and my general disgust with the Chancellor's tactics.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. This is my court. You may go now. Thank you. The college has no standing here, and the interests of the plaintiff suit hold sway. I also find that Mr. Gross will open all pertinent aspects of his algorithm to...
Your Honor, we cannot allow the algorithm...
Yes, you can. Miss Walsh, what you cannot do is hide behind the skirts of trade secrets indefinitely. I will appoint a third party to peruse all algorithm documents in order to avoid competitive leaking.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes?
I know what you're doing. Your firm's bankrupt. You lost my competitor, Patrick Edelstein, so you're looking for another big fish. You know I have a tendency to buy out my irritants. Hire firms who sue me. So this is just a little performance piece.
Well, not to toot our own horn, Mr. Gross, but there is strategic advantage in hiring the firm that used to represent your competition. Although we're legally bound by attorney-client privilege, we know how Mr. Edelstein works, and we know how to beat him.
You're right. Strategically smart. But you see, here's the thing. I don't like you. And I intend to go out of my way to never hire you. Nice talking with you.
Look, Mr. Gross, little advice. If you're looking for a good lawyer, don't go with who you like. If I can irritate you like this, just think what I can do to your enemies.
I'm rich enough not to care.
There were 12 campaign workers in St. Martin, 10 of them female.
Who's that?
Indira Starr, Advance.
And she was at the hotel?
Yeah, what? Linda, it is not true. Peter did not sleep with her.
Eli, I want you to look at this speech.
Hi, Peter.
Peter, you know Clinda Sharma?
Yes, in the state's attorney's office.
Of course, yeah. She's helping us with our Mandy post. You want the photo?
Sure. You have her on?
Yeah, why?
She wants to be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I need to know here, Peter?
Nothing. Let's go over this.
You're reluctant to reveal the Chum Hum algorithm to the court. Why is that?
Well, for the obvious reason, it's our crown jewels. Other companies would pay millions for access to it.
And you're here to tell the court that you won't acquiesce to their subpoena, is that right?
Yes, but I believe I have the law on my side.
Why is that?
The First Amendment.
Oh, dear God.
Mr. Gardner, please.
Our search engine results are protected by free speech. To compel the release is the same as compelling a newspaper to reveal its sources.
Thank you, Your Honor. Therefore, you have editorial discretion, Mr. Gross.
Yes. And that is why I am resisting this subpoena.
Hey.
Hey, this must be your friend. Clinda, is it? How you doing? I'm Nick.
Hey, he's just keeping me company. Thrilling me, for the fact
that... Oh, I was trying to. So how do you two know each other?
Just friends.
Really? You seem like more. Well, you seem like adopted sisters or something.
No. Friends from way back.
Let me get you both a drink. Friends?
Sure. Oh, I've just got some.
Sorry, will you excuse me, please?
I'm just going to give you 1 second.
Kevin Costas. I'm a blogger. My blog, Uber Tech, was awarded one of the top 25 tech blogs of 2010 by Engadget.
Congratulations.
And on your blog, you wrote Margarita Motions wasn't just plagiarized. It stinks?
Yes.
How do you know it was plagiarized?
How do I know the software was? Because it was. Because it's not very good.
And you have proof they stole it?
You mean actual proof? No. But I don't need it. It's my opinion.
Objection, Your Honor. What does this have to do with the lawsuit? Mr. Gross is claiming editorial discretion for his search engine. Therefore, he is responsible for its editorial content.
Oh, wait a minute.
They can't have their cake and eat it too, Your Honor. If they insist on free speech protections, then they are responsible for that speech.
Your Honor.
No, Miss Walsh, she's right. Overruled.
So, Mr. Costas, you printed the accusation of plagiarism without checking truth or falsehood?
I didn't need to.
And did Mr. Gross or anyone from Chum Hum ask you for evidence as to the truth of your accusation?
From Chum Hum? No.
Judge, this is absurd. Chum Hum has millions of pages. If my client is going to be held liable for every single one...
Well, then there will be a hell of a lot of defamation suits.
Yes, Miss Walsh. I'm not making a free speech argument. You are.
$1 million. But you have to take it now. No consulting with Will, no second guessing. Just business between two like minds.
No.
We're not going higher.
That's probably true.
It's $1 million. This firm is bankrupt.
Then negotiate with Will. Tell him. But I'll advise him not to take it.
Why?
I've seen the evidence.
You're a businessman.
Yes. Show a businessman a winning hand. He doesn't need to be a gambler to go all in. I'm going all in.
Will has gotten to you. He's put dollar signs in your eyes. I'm trying to be the peacemaker here.
Why aren't people just upfront with what they want? Why don't they ever just say what they mean?
Wow, you have chosen a really strange time to get philosophical.
No. It's the perfect time. Thank you.
At first, I was just, you know, flirtatious. Older guys like to flirt with me. I have a nice laugh.
And then you two have sex.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big deal. I told that reporter, it's not like I'm some Re-L Hunter.
How many times did you have sex?
Maybe 8 times? I don't know.
So always at a hotel?
No, twice at his apartment.
Once? We were doing it in the bedroom, and we heard his wife coming home.
Yeah, it was like something out of a movie. I had to hide in the bathroom. She saw me, too.
She saw you? Alicia saw you?
Yeah, Alicia, but she said it was no big deal. I mean, she's used to it. I guess he's a real man whore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She was like, you can do it anywhere you want, just not in my apartment. You know how it is.
We are negotiating.
Zero is not a negotiation.
Well, then throw out some numbers.
Sorry, we're late. Where are we at?
We seem to be at zero.
Oh, don't forget, we've agreed not to sue for court costs.
Stop playing games, Viola. It's settled. Or hand over the algorithm.
No. I think there's a third way.
And what's that? Have you spoken to your clients? You're right. I do tend to buy out my irritants. Just not their lawyers.
Oh, Alicia, hi. We were just leaving a note.
You settled.
Mr. Gross hired us to run Wicked Savage Designs for him. Their voice recognition software.
What happened to running your own company?
Things change.
Thank you, Alicia. You guys were great. If we ever get in trouble again, we will give a call.
What do you need, Eli?
Eli?
Do you and Peter have an open marriage? I'll take that as a no.
Take it any way you want.
We interviewed the campaign worker who supposedly slept with Peter, and she said, you have an open marriage.
Well, I can't stop what Peter said.
No, she said you told her. She said you found her in your apartment bathroom hiding, and you told her not to worry about sleeping with Peter because you have an open marriage, just so long as it's not at your apartment. This is all a lie. Good. Then that means this campaign worker isn't just lying about Peter, she's also lying about you.
Can everybody see that I'm on fire? Did they watch you burn this mother down? Please don't rescue me, I'm free to burn out. Please just leave me be, don't put me out.
Joe, why don't you get on about this? Not that hard. I know you tried a lot of things when I was away, and I forgive you.
Thanks.
Yep. But now I'm back. And I don't want you doing any more of that college dorm stuff. No more women.
Things change.
Some things don't change. You belong to me. I belong to you. And I know where your girlfriend lives.
I'd like to see you try.
I don't think you would.
Oh, I would. She's a federal agent. My girlfriend is a federal agent. Good luck with that.
I don't care if people know. I don't care what they
do. Oh, Eli. Are we giving this speech an oath? Because if we are, it's just a demographic song.
Watched it grow. As the flames spread through my room, I saw now everyone.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.